In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
3, 2, 1.
Hello and happy Sunday morning. I am back. Going to be talking about the final set of the NFL schedule that we want to talk about and then be looking at dynasty ranks for the pass catchers. Going to touch my top 50 wide receivers, also my top 25 tight ends. That should be getting you ready as we turn the calendar into the month of June and heading on, getting closer to the regular season. In a couple of weeks, I'll start previewing divisions, but wanted to get through the players first. Before we do that, you know, we looked at Thursday night football schedule. We looked at Sunday night football schedule. It's time for a little Monday night football. This is the Monday night football schedule that we can look at. Week one kicks off with a banger. J.J. McCarthy will be the starter for the Vikings as they go to play Ben Johnson's new-look Chicago Bears and Caleb Williams, something to look forward to. Another thing to note about the Monday night football schedule, the doubleheaders are back. Most of them are not true doubleheaders where you have one game followed by the other. They are, you know, you have the games with somewhat of an overlap that begins in week two, Buccaneers and Texans playing, then the Chargers and the Raiders. Week four, you get the Jets and Dolphins, also the Bengals and the Broncos. Week six, you have the Bills and the Falcons, as well as the Bears and the Commanders, which is an interesting matchup of the number one, number two overall pick. And then the following week, week seven, is where the Monday night doubleheaders end. Two bangers, really, with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Detroit Lions. And then you have the Houston Texans at the Seattle Seahawks. There are a lot of interesting and probably relevant games as we go along. I'm looking at that Week 10 game. The Eagles and the Packers should be a fun one with Aaron Rodgers there. Week 15, the Dolphins and the Steelers could be quite interesting. And then they will end with the doubleheader on Saturday of January 3rd in week 18. Should be quite a bit of fun for that as well. So always good to look at the ahead at the schedules and to keep in mind those doubleheaders. Those have a big impact, especially when you're talking about fantasy. And fantasy is what we're going to be talking about again today. I previously looked at my top quarterbacks, my top running backs. Today, it is time for wide receivers. And, you know, top of my wide receiver chart, probably not a lot different than other people. At number one, I have Ja'Marr Chase at one overall, Justin Jefferson at two. If you had those reversed, you know, I don't think anyone would blame you. I think those are the two best receivers, a little bit of back and forth about who should be one and who should be two. Then that next kind of wave, I have Malik Nabers at three. Loved what he did his rookie year with the Giants, CeeDee Lamb at four, and then Amon-Ra St. Brown at five. Just a really murder quarters row of a top five, rounding out the rest of the guys I have in my wide receiver one group, which would be through 12. Brian Thomas Jr., number six. What an incredible rookie season. Despite a broken offensive situation and a lack of other targets in Jacksonville, he just quietly had an amazing season. I have A.J. Brown at seven. Very solid still, leading the Eagles. Drake London, a great breakout, 100 receptions, 1,200 yards in 2024. He is number eight for me. I have Puka Nacua at nine. He seems to be the long-term guy the Rams are focused on now that they've moved on from Cooper Kupp. Gets a great new running mate in Devontae Adams this year. Jackson Smith and Jigba at 10. He had a breakout season, catching 100 passes for Seattle. Kind of last man left standing there after they traded Metcalf and let Lockett go. Ladd McConkey at 11. Really love the rookie year that he had for the Los Angeles Chargers. Has great chemistry with Justin Herbert. And then number 12, Nico Collins, the number one guy there for the Houston Texans. Kind of right on the cusp there in that next wave, I've Garrett Wilson at 13 for the Jets. He keeps getting different quarterbacks, different offensive schemes. He's produced well. I still like the upside, but we haven't seen kind of that massive breakout from him yet. T. Higgins at 14, long-term deal with Cincinnati. He would be the number one on most other teams. Number two is Cincinnati, great running mate with Jamar Chase. Tet McMillan, the rookie I have at 15, lands in Carolina, could be a big grab for them. Devonta Smith, the number two in Philadelphia, I have at number 16, a great complimentary number two, another guy that could be number one in a lot of places. The rookie Travis Hunter at 17. This one makes me a little nervous. There is the potential that he ends up shifting to being more of a defensive player, but for now I think they're really focused on him being a wide receiver, and I think he has that upside and talent. Another rookie, Emeka Ebuka at number 18. I think he is a great long-term future for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. DK Metcalf at 19 moves over to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Pretty good situation there. Number 20, Terry McLaurin, who is the number one for the Washington Commanders. 21, Marvin Harrison Jr. in Arizona. Had a pretty solid rookie year, overshadowed a little bit by Trey McBride, who was great at tight end, and by other rookie receivers, but still a lot of talent there. Number 22, Zay Flowers, the number one receiver for the Baltimore Ravens. 23, I went with Luther Burden. 24, DJ Moore. Back-to-back Bears receivers. I really like that Burden pick. I think there is a lot of potential there. DJ Moore currently kind of their number one. I think both those guys are going to have good years. And then Mike Evans, you know, Mr. Reliable, he's getting older, but he has never failed to have a 1,000-yard season as a pro. I have him at 25. As we get into that second group of 25, you know, it's a mixture of veterans who are still producing but are getting older, and some younger players who I think are going to emerge. Maybe some guys who have some tremendous upside but some big questions. 26, Tyreek Hill. You know, he's still capable of putting up some big performances, but a lot of off-the-field stuff. He's getting older. I'm not as confident in Miami's offense, so it felt right to slide him down here. Jameson Williams, 27, had his first 1,000-yard season. I think he, after a slow start to his NFL career, has really picked it up and found a good niche there in Detroit. Number 28, Brandon Ayuk, still probably the number one receiver for the 49ers, but that is a deep and diverse group. Coming off of an injury, didn't have a great year last year either. Number 29, Khalil Shakir, number one pass-catching option for the Buffalo Bills, but you know, maybe not as huge a volume and upside as other people. Number 30, Rashee Rice. I think he has upside for the Kansas City Chiefs. Some off-the-field concerns. They've also added a lot of other receivers. We'll see how that shakes out. Jalen Waddle, the Dolphins' other receiver at 31. I think he's a good pass catcher. But again, I have more questions about that offense and where they're tracking. Number 32, I have Rome Odunze. You know, I just like Burden and Moore a little bit better, but that is a great trio there. We're going to have to see how the competition for targets shakes out, especially with a couple of good tight end options. I have Devontae Adams at 33. He's getting older, but another 1,000-yard season in 2024. He is now on that Rams team. I think he's a great pairing with Puka Nacua and Matthew Stafford. 34, I have Cortland Sutton, still the number one receiver for the Denver Broncos. I really like what he's doing. He's been in great value the last couple of years in fantasy as well. Number 35, Chris Godwin re-signs with Tampa Bay. I think he is going to continue to be a big part of that team. Coming back off injury, they also have a lot of weapons and competition. Number 36, Jerry Jeudy. He's the number one receiver for the Cleveland Browns. Another offense with some questions. Jeudy, though, had a pretty remarkable 2024. You can't ignore. Number 37, Michael Pittman Jr. A lot of options, again, for the Colts. Also questionable a little bit in the passing game, but he has plenty of talent and upside to land there. 38 and 39, back-to-back Packers. I have Jaden Reed and the rookie Matthew Golden. Packers feel like a team that has a big collection of wide receiver twos and threes. A lot of targets, a lot of target competition. They're also a run-heavy, run-first kind of team. Number 40, Chris Olave. You may think this is too low, and it could end up being too low. He definitely has more talent than this, but I'm really leery of his concussion situation and potential for injury. He feels like he's in that kind of Tua Tagovailoa category for wide receivers. So I felt more comfortable shifting him down. Number 41, Jordan Addison, a very solid number two receiver there for Minnesota. What's the volume going to be like as they change quarterbacks and schemes? We'll see how that goes. Number 42, Jaden Higgins, the rookie that was picked up by the Houston Texans. Very excited to see him get out there and see what he can do. Number 43, Josh Downs, had a very solid and consistent year for the Indianapolis Colts. Will he get hurt by the acquisition of a new tight end? How is that passing game going to go? We'll see, but I like the potential. Number 44, Trey Harris, the rookie that was taken by the Los Angeles Chargers. I like his pairing with Vlad McConkey there. Could be some good things. Number 45, Cooper Kupp, another guy that's getting older but signed a multi-year deal to go to Seattle. Will play opposite of JSN. I like that pairing. Number 46, Deebo Samuel, went from the 49ers to the Commanders. A good number two there in a strong offense. Number 47, George Pickens, kind of a wild card. He has a lot of upside and talent, but, you know, sometimes has been a wild card what you're going to see in performance on the field. Was traded to Dallas, so we'll get to be a strong number two opposite C.D. Lamb. Number 48 for me is Ricky Pearsall. You know, had a very solid rookie year going into an interesting year two for the 49ers. Number 49, Calvin Ridley. I liked what I saw from him. He's basically the number one in Tennessee. I don't love that Tennessee offense a ton, but you know they have some more upside with Cam Ward coming in. And then number 50 for me, Jacoby Myers, kind of an underrated guy that just performs in the Las Vegas Raiders. He's their number one wide receiver. We'll see what we can do. He has Geno Smith this year. So that does it for wide receivers. Before I get out of here, I wanted to give you a look at some of my top tight ends. And for me, number one and two were easy calls. It starts with Brock Bowers from the Raiders. He is number one. Trey McBride from the Cardinals, number two. You could probably go back and forth. You know, some people may have McBride higher, and I wouldn't blame you. Both those guys, monsters and machines at tight end. Number three for me, Sam Laporta from the Detroit Lions. Great young player. I like what he's doing. And I have veteran George Kittle from the 49ers at four. Just remains solid. Might be the best pass catching option on the 49ers still. At number five, I have the rookie Tyler Warren, who goes to the Colts. Just gives them another weapon. Can they get that quarterback passing game sorted out? Number six, David Njoku, who is the tight end for the Cleveland Browns. One of the best in the game, a very solid pass catcher. Number seven, another rookie, Colson Loveland, who went to the Chicago Bears. I like the potential and the upside. They have just an embarrassment of riches when it comes to pass catching weapons there now in Chicago. Number eight, TJ Hockenson, the veteran, still going strong for the Minnesota Vikings. Number nine, Tucker Kraft, had a real big step up last year for the Green Bay Packers. I like his potential. Number 10, Pat Freiermuth, leaves me a little bit nervous now. They keep looking at other potential pass catching targets, but I feel like he has a chance to get a lot of volume, not a lot of options there in Pittsburgh. Number 11, Kyle Pitts, going into his fifth year. You know, we haven't seen the fantasy production that we had hoped to see, maybe, but I still think there is great potential there in the emerging offense. Number 12, Dalton Kincaid, didn't have the second year breakout that I had hoped we might see, but still one of the better pass catching options for the Buffalo Bills. At 13, Mark Andrews. He's only down at this spot for me because he's getting older and because it seems like they're grooming Isaiah Likely more and more. You know, how long will Andrews remain a target hog there in Baltimore? Something to watch out for in Dynasty. Number 14, Cade Otton, a very solid tight end complimentary receiver in Tampa Bay. A lot of weapons there, though. Number 15, the rookie Mason Taylor. I loved his selection by the Jets. I think he has a chance to contribute this year. Number 16, Travis Kelce. Feels like this may be his swan song. I would not be surprised to see him put up top 12 numbers this year, but I also wouldn't be surprised if this is indeed his final year. And that's why for Dynasty, that makes him a little more of a challenging proposition. Number 17, Evan Engram, signed a free agent deal with the Denver Broncos. Some potential for some good performance there. At 18, Isaiah Likely, you know, who's continued to carve out a more sustainable role there in Baltimore. I feel like he eventually will be their tight end one. When does that happen? We'll have to play a little bit of a game to wait and see. Number 19, Brenton Strange, who is being tapped as the guy this year in Jacksonville, stepped up great when Engram was injured last year. I like his potential there. Number 20, Elijah Arroyo, another promising rookie that's taken by the Seattle Seahawks. I think this year he is sitting behind Noah Fant, but he feels like more of the good long-term bet there. Number 21, Jonnu Smith, had a career year and a Dolphins record last year in Miami. Great potential in that system, but he seems to be on the trading block. Where is he going to end up? You know, if he ends up in Pittsburgh, what does that do to both him and Pat Freiermuth? Hard to say. Number 22, Dallas Goedert, another guy with some good talent, you know, a great play option. Getting toward the backside of his career, there were rumors that the Eagles might move on this year. They didn't, but that is kind of floating out there. Number 23, Jake Ferguson, solid tight end, one for the Dallas Cowboys, probably the number three option in their passing game. Number 24, however, Fanlon Jr., another rookie development guy taken behind David Njoku in Cleveland. Be curious to see if we get some flashes and how that works out. Number 25 for me, Terrence Ferguson, another rookie, a development guy taken by the Los Angeles Rams. I want to see how that shakes out. There are some guys that I have there that, you know, a Ben Sinnott, a Jatavion Sanders, the guys I'm still watching that didn't do a lot as a rookie. Not sure how clear the path to touches are when they might get a crack, but also good guys that you could be hanging on to. Some veterans like Mike Gesicki, Noah Fant, Tyler Higbee could be good performers this year, but maybe don't have the long-term upside. Those are all guys that I would also consider and that should be rostered at tight end. Well, that'll do it for me today. I'll be out for a couple of weeks, but when I come back, we're going to be on the cusp of July and training camp starting, so we will start talking about predictions, and we will start looking at divisions. So you will want to stick around for that as we go through the divisional previews. But until then, you guys have a wonderful week and happy drafting.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.